Things at Zaxby's just got sensational. Because now you can experience their signature Asian Zenzation flavor three different ways. Get that sweet, tangy, citrusy, zesty fusion of flavor rolled up in a giant wrap, drizzled on a salad with an egg roll, of course, or tossed on their famous chicken fingers. Hey, flavor this good deserves its own private menu. Or should I say, Zenyu. The Asian Zenzation lineup. Available only at Zaxby's. Who's got the sauce?
Zaxby's.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Sounds Good Radio. I'm your host, Shriver.
And I'm Big Me.
And thank you so much for continuing to come back and listen to us. So, what you been doing this week? What you been doing?
I've been working and just catching up on all my reality TV.
Okay. Okay. We talked about, I think in episode one, that you were a reality TV girl. So what's going on in the reality world?
So we had a big week. We had the Housewives of Potomac, a reunion, and then we had a new episode of Married to Medicine, and it went down. Both were really, really good. I feel like this season for both of the shows were a little dry to me, and I was really just hanging in, but those two had me, I was entertained. It was really, really good. Are y'all into reality TV? Did y'all watch Potomac? Did y'all watch Married to Med? Tell me all about it, because I have things to say.
Okay, so let me ask, is Potomac one of the newest cities? Because all the Real Housewives are based in, like, cities, right? So Potomac, if I'm wrong,
ninth season.
Is Potomac Washington, D.C.? Okay.
I did not know that until I was like, where's Potomac?
Okay, right.
So, yes, it is, I guess, a affluent suburb of D.C.
Okay.
And it's affluently black.
Okay, so, okay. Is it in Alexandria, Virginia?
Don't get me wrong. D.M.V.?
Arlington, Virginia. Not Alexandria. Anyway, you know, whatever.
But entertained.
Okay.
It was really, really good. The reunion was good. The Grand Dame, I'm disappointed. Married to Medicine, ooh, that Hev is messy, but it was a good episode. It was really, really good.
Okay. I have not been able to watch anything. Yeah. But honestly, I feel like I've been so preoccupied with the podcast and trying to be an editor, trying to be a content creator, that I've not been scrolling. I've not been watching. Yeah. I've not been doing anything.
Nothing's really been holding my attention either, but that was some premium mess and I was tuned in.
Yeah. There are some shows coming out that I want to watch. I want to look at Jackal on Peacock with Eddie Redmayne. Love. But other than that, I sit on the couch and my TV's just on with a screensaver.
I have my regular weekly episodes, but because I have to wait every week. Once I get through that hour or 45 minutes of episode, I'm...
Yeah, yeah. So, just working, watching TV, hanging out. I just finished a job, so I've got a little bit of time off, so that's exciting. Mainly excited because I finally get to have nails again. Yes. Ooh, I can't... Y'all about to be sick of me! Okay. But, yeah, just hanging out. So, this episode, we wanted to introduce all of the little segments. I can't think of another word to use other than segments that we want to do throughout the podcast. We're not going to do these every single episode. We might just throw in one or two here, but this is kind of our master list of everything we've come up with. Please feel free to give us suggestions. What do you guys want to see us do? What do you want to see us talk about? So yeah, we're just going to kind of jump straight in. And the first one is, tastes good. So for this segment, we kind of want to do like our favorite snacks, snacks we've never tried, and foods we don't like. So we'll jump right into it with our favorite snacks. Do you want to do yours first or mine first?
It doesn't even matter.
Okay, let me do mine. Okay. So my favorite snack, for those that aren't watching, are the Albanese gummies. I'm preferred to the butterflies, but Dollar General didn't have those. So these are, sorry for the ASMR, you might like the ASMR, but these are the best gummy bears in the entire world, okay? They're gluten-free, fat-free, and low sodium. I did not, however, scan these with my Yucca app.
Don't.
And I'm not going to.
Don't ruin it for yourself.
Because Yucca, you done took too much from me. You're not getting my gummy bears. So.
I love gummy bears. Gummy anything. Gummy worms. Not gummy everything. But anyways. I'll prefer the gummy worms. But.
Okay. The butterflies is something about the texture of the butterfly.
Oh my God. Before, so that's
I'm going to find them.
I'm looking forward to that, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to find them for us. But these Albanese screenshot, if you like.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so good. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a little bit of chewing in this first little segment. So I'm sorry. If you don't like that, you can fast forward.
My go-to snack is a honey bun. Little Debbie is going to turn me into a Big Debbie. All right, we love a honey bun.
Deborah.
I could easily devour this. I'm just going to take a cute little piece off because we're on camera. But we know this is a two-biter.
A two-biter? I don't want to use my fingers.
I did.
She got her hair in her mouth, if you're not watching.
Sorry. It's delicious.
I wish I had a microwave back here.
You can't even taste the hair.
Pop that bad boy in there for about 7 seconds.
Okay.
The air fryer, though.
Right. It's about to mess up my lip combo.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good bite. Excellent.
I took three.
Oh, no. Okay. So let's give our mouse a little bit of a break before we try our next thing. Let's talk about foods we don't like. We both agreed on this.
Food we don't like?
Yes.
Okra? Get it out of here.
You know what I hate? I hate when people call it okra.
I've never heard that.
Which honestly might be the proper pronunciation, but down here it's okra. And it's nasty.
It would upset me. I dislike okra. And I really, really dislike when I tell people that I don't like it. They're like, whoever cooked it must have cooked it wrong. It's disgusting. I don't care if it's fried, baked, or boiled. I don't know what y'all be doing to
stewed,
it.
Stewed. I don't want it. Nothing.
Get it away from me. Get
nasty.
It out. Get it out.
I have a core memory from when I was a kid and not eating my vegetables. And my dad, I love you. I don't want to use the word force-fed, but he force-fed me fried okra, convincing me, it's going to be so good. Mm-hmm. Literally tears. Just disgusted. Traumatized.
There's literally nothing original about our childhoods because literally, I'm with you, not force-fed. Granddaddy was a little bit more convincing. He had to have a little bit more razzle-dazzle to convince me.
Granddaddy was trying to get you from the table.
Yes, because it was like, you eat or you will sit at this table all night. I'll be here all night then, like, I was one of them. So, Granddaddy be there, like, making air. Literally, like, eight. Airplane fed. So, eventually, he would, like, just take one big spoonful and then, like, get your drink and just swallow it down.
Was it fried or?
I don't even remember. I just know it was disgusting and I never want to taste it again. And there's if you see me eating okra, send help. I'm being held against my will.
My mouth is watering, but not in a good way.
It's because of the honey bun.
This a lot.
My bad.
So yeah, hate okra, but I'm not a huge vegetable eater. Mm-hmm. As I'm getting older, my palate's changing. I'm introducing more foods. Mm-hmm. So a vegetable that surprisingly I like that might be one of the most disgusting of them all is a Brussels sprout.
I'm glad you went. I'm glad you enjoy it.
But you know what? The first time I had a Brussels sprout was on your 30th birthday trip to Miami.
Oh, yes.
When we went to brunch, staff got some fried, roasted something, Brussels sprouts. Mm-hmm. When they came to the table, NGL, they looked like potato chips. So I was like, let me try it, girl. They were fire. They tasted almost like potato-y, meaty. Whatever they did, I liked it. I love a good, like, hot honey or, like, a chili oil, something to make it, like, sweet. And it works. And I shocked myself in liking Brussels sprouts because 7-year-old me could never.
Good for you. I'm glad that's your testimony. Not for me.
Not testimony.
Not for me. Cabbage, get it out of here. squash, get it out of here. Zucchini, don't make me slap you.
I think I'm still out to lunch about cabbage. I want to like it. I love purple cabbage, raw purple cabbage in like a burrito bowl or something like that. Cooked cabbage, though, like, what is it? No, I'm thinking of like sour. I'm thinking of like kraut and weenies, like sauerkraut and weenies. My neighbor, hey, Tiffany.
I've never had sauerkraut my entire life, and I don't want to.
Apparently, it's really good for your gut.
Yeah, because it smells like...
Cleans you out.
I would imagine.
Salad shooter. okay, so those are some of the foods we don't like.
I was just getting started.
Oh. Well, we got to save it. Yes. These are, you know, we're going to have many, many segments along the road, and we'll definitely come back to this because we like to eat for sure. So then now we're going to try a food we have both never tried.
Okay.
So I think you brought some pomegranate seeds.
I love a good pomegranate. I have always been a fruit gal. I like my citrus. So I enjoyed pomegranates, but also getting the seeds out of a pomegranate is infuriating. Pisses me off, and by the time I've gotten the seeds out, most of them are busted because I'm just rough. I'm destructive by nature. I can't.
Yeah, I've seen those, like how to open a pomegranate. And it looks very hard. Yeah.
It's a disaster.
Okay, should I smell it first? Okay, it smells good. It smells good, man. Okay, so for me, I'm a texture person. I think I'm going to like the flavor.
Just take a seed.
I feel like one, I need to get a couple.
I love them.
I feel like I'm going to like the flavor. I don't know if I will like the texture.
I'm about to put you on.
So, do you want to go together?
Go ahead. I'll listen. I'm about to fuck it up. I mean, tear it up.
So, you want me to go first?
Yeah,
okay. 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 It's going to be good.
It's fine. Let's eat. What's happening?
Do you eat the seeds?
No. You're going to kill yourself. Y'all can't remember who have them. Why are the seeds in this? I'm going to spit out. Why the seeds?
Because they're seeds. They're pomegranate seeds.
They're totally empty. This is false advertising. Pop. I almost out all brand out. I'm mad. As hell. Why the seeds?
The flavor is good. But it's like a burst of juice, and then it's like you're chewing on a seed. I hate you. So that's going to be a no for me.
Last time I had a pomegranate, it did not have seeds. It was literally just like little seedlets filled with juice. So I don't know why they're seasoning it. Turn that around. Let me see if it says like...
Pitted? Like, are they
maybe,
pitted?
Like, is that what I'm...
Pomegranate arils? A-R-I-L-S?
And
Errol's.
My Instacart delivery driver, count your days.
Okay, so.
So that was a fail.
Not
thumbs down from both of us.
I'll never do that again. Okay. You want a gummy bear to cleanse your palate? I knew better. I knew that texture was not going to be.
I bit down, I was like, is that a seed?
A pit? Okay, so. Sorry, y'all. We're chewing still. Well, this is a perfect segue into the next segment. Don't piss me off.
No. No, seriously.
Don't piss me off. We had originally called this Yuck or Yum, but we quickly realized there's not too many things we like. But I can tell you all day what pisses me off. So, okay. The first one on the list is yours, so I'm going to let you say it.
Okay.
Don't piss me off.
My don't piss me off is type shit. Hate it, but I catch myself a lot of times being like, so-and-so, type shit. You know what I mean? Like, type shit. Like, but if somebody else says, you better shut your mouth. Type shit,
I think
I love it and I hate it.
I think it's okay. If it's randomly thrown at like the end of you're saying something, but when that's all you like, type shit, type shit, type shit, type shit. I love it, but I hate it.
I like hearing it, but like if somebody's saying it like just in casual conversation, I'll just be like, it kind of lets me know, like, are you on social media with me? Like, that lets me know that people are struggling right. just as much as me.
Right. Absolutely. Did it? Because it, I feel like it's just been like in the past year that that little quip has blown up. But Future had a song type shit. Type shit.
Oh, yes. That was many years ago.
Many, many years. God, we're old.
Also, like, fine shit.
I'm just reading the list and laughing. Okay. Oh, this is a good one. Okay, one of my don't piss me offs. I hate a lid licker. I hate a lid licker. You greedy mother lover. Don't piss me off. When you take a plastic lid off of a yogurt, a pudding, a sour cream, anything, and you lick. You were really that desperate for that last little bit.
Yeah.
You hate can't
me
stand
then.
It.
You hate me then.
Can't stand it. I also can't stand a sauce packet sucker. A sauce packet sucker.
Now you're just being big.
Just that. Oh.
I'm trying to think. It.
Why do you have to suck out the very last drop of some ketchup?
Okay. I'm with you on that one. But my exception would be like a honey packet.
No.
Like when they give you honey for the, like your biscuits?
No. First of all, that's not even real honey. That's literally corn syrup. But, no. I can't. It's just, to me, it's unsanitary. It's like, how many hands have touched that lid? And you, don't piss me off.
Is that how COVID?
Bunch of lid lickers and sauce suckers. You lid licking, sauce sucking son of a bitch.
I agree with you. The one thing, this is my controversial take. I do not like light skinned men with pink lips. We will insert photo here. The perfect example, like I'm not colorist. Don't come over here talking about I'm colorist. But it's something about a pink lip. It just gives very much, very pouty, very, I just got done doing my business, vacuum cleaned on my lips. So then you come up here squinting all with your lips puckered and all pink. What you been doing, brother man?
Okay, so to clarify, you're speaking on men.
Light-skinned men with pink lips.
Okay, not women. Women, y'all can do no wrong and your lips are beautiful.
I love y'all down.
But a man with super bright pink lips.
Yes, you got okay. BSLs. I don't like it.
Oh, I had to convert that acronym. Nope.
Okay. I don't like it. Like, and again, I love any shade of man. I don't discriminate. If you're good looking, you're good looking. But a lot of times people are like, ooh, and as soon as I see him and the lips are pink,
can you name us
Cena.
But we love August.
Y'all do.
Okay.
But another example of someone who is a light skin that does not have pink lips and is fine, Jalen Hurts. Woo! Mm-hmm. That's my type. That's my type. But we don't ever get it twisted. I love me a chocolate man. We love all
see to me. We're well, you know what? No, I'm white. I'm not gonna. But I like to me, Jalen is chocolate. But I mean,
no man.
There's different flavors of chocolate for sure.
There are different flavors of chocolate. But Jalen,
come on,
it's not that.
Okay.
Don't piss me off.
Okay. Another don't piss me off. I cannot stand when I am getting onto the interstate. Mm-hmm. And I get stuck behind a semi, a dump truck, a semi, a rock truck, a garbage truck. Yeah. It because I'm ready to get up and go. I'm ready to put the pedal to the metal. I'm ready to put this twin turbo to the test. Okay. And why am I going 30 miles an hour? Because I know you're upshifting. I get it. But also move.
No, seriously. seriously.
Get out of my way.
I am a road rager, so I'm sure plenty of truck drivers have got my middle finger and a little back talk.
But they also get this.
Yes, also as well.
Absolutely.
Also, one thing I do not like, though, is when you're getting on the interstate and your lane is merging and then it's like a little triangle and you're at the end of it, but everybody else is still trying to go. Like, there's no more road left. Move. Like, get out. Are you going to sideswipe me? Let me over now.
I have nowhere else to go.
That's literally my daily commute every day. And so, I have to scream.
Yeah.
Every single
totally day. Get that. BT Dubs, my iPad is about to die, so we might have to transfer over to your notes, which is totally fine. Okay, it's your turn for a don't piss me off.
Don't piss me off if you're a grown man in skinny jeans. That was cute a couple years ago, I guess. But like, and again, I don't have anything against it, but like when they're like skinny, if I can see your, what's in your pocket, they're a little bit too tight. And then it's specifically, it's the ones that are like,
have super, like
super,
the,
yes, super, the, super skinny with like the,
gentle, the ripples all, yes, the way up.
Like, get out of here. Like, you are not in eighth grade. You're a grown man. Get you some boot cut jeans.
Like, are your ankles not screaming for help?
Just get some straight legs.
A straight leg, a boot cut. I even love a flare leg on a man. Kendrick, I liked it.
She likes it. Give me a just a regular straight leg, straight up and down. Are the guys not wearing 501s anymore?
Honey.
Tell them my age. Like, just
a good old pair of Dickies.
Lauren, please
don't piss me off.
We're gonna move to the next section. My temperature is rising.
Okay, yeah, that's all we had for that. So the next segment is a book club.
Hey.
We want to start a little book club. Mm-hmm. She and I are both big readers. Mm-hmm. Her probably more than me. Honestly, I've fell off of reading, but I love it. I just struggle with finding something to read. Mm-hmm. So since this was mainly your thing, I'll let you kind of talk about yourself first.
I love to read. I just brought a couple books that I just want to showcase. These are not books that I'm currently reading. I literally just went to my little bookshelf of books and pulled some out that I just want to talk about. My honey bun's on top of my books. Get that right here for later. Anyways, so this might have been my introduction to my love for reading. I was like in maybe sixth or seventh grade. I shouldn't have been reading this book, but I did. And this is what got my attention. And that's probably what got me, is that I was reading something that was really risque and I probably shouldn't have been watching it. Reading it, I mean. And this is The Coldest Winter Ever by Sister Soulja. I love this. I remember reading this literally from cover to cover. I don't think it took me long to read it. And I was totally obsessed. I tried to reread it because this is part of a book trilogy that she has. I read the first two books and then we took a long, long, long pause. And then she just recently, maybe in the last 3 or 4 years, released the third book in this trilogy. So I was like, let me go back and start from the beginning so everything can be fresh. So when I did that, my attention span now as I get older is a little bit shorter and it's really hard to hold my attention. And I also, when I, am reading, sometimes I like to have the audio version. I'm a big Audible girl. Especially like if I'm doing housework or even, driving, long commutes, I like to just put a book on and ride or a podcast. But when I started this, the opening was just so explicit. I immediately turned it off. It was like the third sentence. So maybe I wasn't in the right space for it. And I don't know why I was reading this, but The Coldest Winter Ever by Sister Soulja. The sequel to this is Midnight, which was a good read too. Really, really good read. Mm-hmm. And then the third one that just recently came out, which is why that got me back into this, is called Life After Death. I have had this sitting in my bookshelf for quite some time and the spine hadn't been broke, but, She's on my to-do list.
By the way, can I borrow one of these for my flight tomorrow?
You sure can.
Okay, cool. I also love a good audiobook. I do that when I do my cross-country commutes and stuff. But again, it's hard for me. If you don't catch me in the first 2 to 3 pages,
yes,
I'm not with you. Also, my dislike of audiobooks, I don't want the same voice actor voicing all the parts. To me, it's too noticeable, and I like, I don't want a woman just doing a man's voice, and you know what I mean? Like,
I definitely understand.
Is it a budget thing? Is it, is, you know, like, why can't we have multiple voice actors on a book? Like, immerse me in the story.
One of my favorite, which was, will be good to segue into this, is one of my favorite artists to listen to, especially the audio version, is James Patterson. And he, specifically, he has a series of, he writes about Alex Cross, who is a detective in the DC area. And Alex Cross, so in his audible versions of it, they have different voices. So each character has a different voice. So I enjoy that and I like that. So shout out to Audible for keeping it fresh for me. But also my love for James Patterson came from long trips, road trips with my grandma. She used to have books on CDs. She used to go to McKay's and get her little books on CDs. She'd throw them, or tape, throw them in the player and we would ride. So where I grew up, I'm a transplant. So where I grew up, there was literally just a very tight knit group of us. It was just my mom, my grandparents, and my brothers. And the rest of my family was a 6-hour commute. We traveled home routinely, and that was a 6-hour drive. So for 6 hours, grandmama had to keep us entertained. She had us packed up with a lot of things, but one thing I always remember was her putting her books on CDs. She loves Nora Roberts, but James Patterson, the Alex Cross stories really stuck with me. Along Came a Spider.
That's James Patterson?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. That's really, all of them are, I love them.
Well, and we had this conversation of Alex Cross. We thought he was a black man, or we thought the author was a black man.
I thought James Patterson was a black man. Looked him up just because I was like, oh, it's Black History Month. Let me just go ahead and shine a light on him. And he is not. And I don't remember my introduction to Alex Cross. But in my head, from reading it and also hearing it, I always visualize him to be a black man. Also, in popular culture, James Patterson books have been adapted for the movie screen. Just like I just told you, Along Came a Spider was a really big movie that was featured in, Morgan Freeman was featured in. And then Tyler Perry did about 2 or 3 Alex Cross movies, which...
Now on HBO Go or HBO, I don't know what they call it.
Tom
HBO?
Perry?
No, the new Alex Cross series.
Oh, yes, with Aldis Hodge. But before that, you had Morgan Freeman. He did about 2 or 3 movies. One that I can think of off my top of my head is Along Came a Spider. And the second one was Kiss the Girls. Those were Morgan Freeman.
I've never seen those.
Oh, really good. We can definitely sit down and watch.
Absolutely.
The books are always better. And that's another thing. Books to the TV, I have a complicated relationship with, because I feel like my favorite parts of the book sometimes are tweaked or changed or completely left out of the movie, which kind of got me away from the Harry Potter series, because I was going to say back in my day, but really back in my day, Harry Potter, those big, thick books were like, that was a lot of work. I got hella AR points off of them, but I sat here and read this big, thick encyclopedia about Harry Potter, and now I'm ready to watch the movie, and you left something out? Bye, JK.
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
You want to know something funny? What? When Harry Potter came out, I think we were probably 4th grade. Me and Mom went down to the public library, checked the book out. Bitch, We couldn't pronounce half the words on the page. Took that motherfucker right back.
I got all the way to the Goblet of Fire, which I think is the third Harry Potter book. And then after that, I was like, I'll just stick to the movies.
Yeah. Okay, so I, like I said, am not a huge reader right now. I'm wanting to get back into reading. And since it is Black History Month, I figured why not showcase some creators that are book talk. And I came across somebody by the username of @TreyReadThat. That's T-R-A-Y, read that. And he started a series showcasing Black book talk creators. He did one for all male creators and he did one for all female creators. So for this episode, I'm going to highlight the females. For those that aren't watching, I'm going to spell out the usernames for you. And for those of you watching, I'm going to list these all on the screen.
And we'll also
just a tap.
And we'll also post the @ in the description box as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said, this is Trey Read That, and some of the female book creators were @ Anais Collects Books. I apologize if I'm pronouncing this incorrectly, but that is spelled Anais dot Collects. The next one is @ Mr. Bobbins Books. That's MRBOBVINSBOOKS. The next one is @ This Is Callie's Life, spelled THISISKALISLIFE. The next book talk creator is Zai Silla. That's spelled ZAI / underscore or down slash, either way. SYLLA. The next one is My Name Is Marines. I might have transcribed this one wrong. So the correct one will be on the screen, but I'm going to spell it anyway. It's MYNAMEISMARINES. Maybe Mary. I don't know. I'm sorry if it's wrong. My mild to moderate dyslexia is rearing its head right now. The next book talk creator is Crystal. I can't figure out what. Nope. I can't separate the words on that one.
Lotus Mind.
Okay. Thank you. I have a lot of trouble with figuring out what a username is. Like, my brain will just make up what it is. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the correct spelling is KrystalLotusLang. Two more creators, guys. Stick with me. Sorry, I'm trying to showcase everybody. I didn't want to leave anybody out. The next one is @ Scripps Wren. Scripps Siren? I think it's Scripps Siren. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then that is spelled SCRIPTSYREN. And the last one, this one, it's a weird little username because I think it was just like an auto username. So there's a bunch of numbers in it. Oh, is it? Okay. Is there okay. I'm just going to spell it and then you tell me. So it's @ CALL _ 281-330-8004. Is that a song?
Hit Mike Jones up on the low because Mike Jones is about to blow. I'm just saying. Ate that up.
So we love that. So those are all the book talk creators.
So are these creators, are these people writers or they're just showcasing?
Correct. So they
authors.
Any authors. Okay. They are Black women themselves.
Okay. All of them are women?
Yes.
Okay.
The ones I just listed, all of them, I assume their pronouns are all women. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they have book talk accounts where they talk about what they're reading. They suggest books, all that stuff, which I love. I need that because they give you the synopsis. They give you like, hey, if you like young adult fantasy, if you like historical fiction, but I'm sure that they do showcase Black authors and the such. So since I'm not reading anything right now, I wanted to give you guys some direction of where to go to find some books. And of course, it's Black History Month, so we want to celebrate everybody.
Also, if you have suggestions on things to read, or you want to point us to create other creators besides the ones that are here, or if you would like to be showcased on this episode, just reach out to us. Email us at
soundsgoodradio@gmail.com. We would love to showcase you if you're an author, if you're a book talk creator, anything like that, or if you're a voice actor.
Or if you want to share with us, or you feel like we need to read it, send it over.
Yeah, let us know. Drop it in the comments. Send us an email. We want to talk to you guys and see what everybody's doing.
I've got two things to follow up on.
Okay.
You know, I'm a bookie. I also love hood shit, too.
Your mic hasn't been on the... Don't worry. You pick up on mine, so I hope you heard everything she said.
Anyways, I love hood shit, too. So back in... I lived down for the autobiography of Gucci Mane. This was really, really, really informative. I learned a lot about him, and he's probably one of my favorite. I've read this. Don't mind this. But anyways.
What is it? The price tag?
The price tag from when I went to Barnes & Noble and got it.
1888.
I've actually had this for a long time, too. I've had this for quite some time. I read it from cover to cover. This actually made me appreciate the artist, Gucci Mane, Roderick Davis, more. Actually hearing his story and what he's been through. I don't know where the original is, but this clone version is not giving what it's supposed to give.
This is a clone.
And to finish this off with my, I just want to talk about my love for reading. I've always been a reader. My grandma used to take me to the library every Wednesday. I've always been an avid reader. As I got older and there's more distractions in this world, I've fallen out of it. But when you brought up talking about books and having that segment, it really just made me think about like where my love for it started, which of course my grandmama instilled that into me. Also, I remember maybe in like middle school, the fifth or sixth grade, we had a program in the auditorium. There was a author named Sharon Draper. She came and visited us and talked to us about her books that she had been writing. And she was just a really impactful woman. I don't remember if she said anything necessary, but after she left, I was like, I need to read her books. And I went to the library. Her top three favorite books from me are Tears of a Tiger, Forged by Fire, and Romeo and Julio. I loved these books down. I stayed in the library. Sharon Draper, I think this might have been my first time really experiencing a author that was a Black woman that looked like me, and she also told Black stories, and I love that, and that resonated with me, and those are probably three of my favorite books from childhood and growing up.
I definitely remember reading Tears of a Tiger around like middle school, and I want to say it was like one of our summer readings, I think.
That's what it was.
Summer reading. Oh my gosh. Did y'all, wherever y'all went to school, did you all in middle school, was it middle school or high school?
It went all the way up.
Up to high school. Yes. I think it started in eighth grade. Either way, we had summer reading for our literature classes. Yeah.
I feel like going from elementary to middle.
I think it was like eighth grade. We had summer reading going into ninth grade.
I specifically remember she came when I was like in the fifth or sixth grade. I want to say sixth grade.
Yeah. So anyway, summer reading is you get assigned a book. You'd have to read it and do a book report on it, I guess, and have it ready to turn in the first day of school.
You had to annotate. Which is cool. I don't know what y'all had to do, but we had to annotate each chapter in each book, highlight, and then write notes to it. So then when the school season started, we would have some conversation tips for when we discussed it in
class. Now, remind me and everybody else listening, what is annotating? Is that cliff noting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, and again, at that time, it was like, what is annotating? So you have to really figure out like what it was. And from the annotations, you really have to analyze the work. So it's more than just reading what's on the page and turning it, which I feel like is what a lot of us are doing these days, and you're not really retaining it. So actually annotating, writing notes to the side, and picking out things that stand out to
you. Yes. Oh my gosh. Really
appreciate the work that you're reading.
This is bringing back so many memories of literally having your highlighter and your pen and you had to write in the book. Yes. I remember that. Oh my goodness. So
that also exposed me to that there sometimes there is a deeper layer to what you're reading. There are undertones and other things of that nature. So as a child, from a child's mind, it was just, I'm just reading a story.
Right.
And then once they unlock that part of my brain where, okay, yes, this is a story, but there are other undertones that are there and other messages that can be picked up from these. And that's where my imagination, I've always been...
foreshadowing, styles of writing, all that good stuff.
I've always been inquisitive. I've always wanted to know, why would you do this, or what makes you think like that? I feel like that's who I am at my core anyway. So just reading that. I say inquisitive, but I'm also very nosy. I want to know everything and why. So that was, so being all in these people's business and then writing notes about it, chef's kiss, I was in.
Right. Can I have your phone? You're okay. So the next little segment that we want to do is called FYP, where we talk about what's on our For You page. What are we watching? What do we like? What do we dislike? So some of my For You page that I have, you know, I've built my For You page brick by brick. I love keyboard ASMR. Can't get enough. I love typing. I love desk setups. I love all the different swappable keyboards and switches and the mouses and the monitors. And my goal for my vanity is to have a makeup side and a workspace, because I want to get into my like tech girl bag. I miss being a computer girly. Like we were talking about this. I used to know my computer frontwards and backwards. I knew every single button, what it meant, what it did.
Listen, this MacBook has turned us every way but loose.
Girl, Apple.
Give me Windows Vista. I can tell you where it was all at.
Well, I just, can I have a start menu? Is that too much to ask? Where's my documents?
No.
My pictures. Seriously. Like, it just, Apple complicates things too much, but you get sucked in.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
So that's one of mine. What's on your For You page that you're liking or disliking?
Well, since, let's see.
Anything?
I do a lot of scrolling. I'm just really tired of the, are you still scrolling? Take a break and read and get out of here. I'm still swipe so fast. Always and forever, I will watch to the end of this day from beginning to end, and I'll probably end up crying. I love Hakka Talk. I don't know what they're saying, and I wish that I did. Again, that's my nosiness. I really wish I knew what they were saying, but it's something about a Hakka that just, you can just feel it. It just gives me chills. So whatever it is that they're saying, it literally sends chills up my spine, and I just feel called to it. So I enjoy Hakkas.
I know you can look up the translation for a Hakka, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Aren't they like battle cries or like
it's I know my limited knowledge is it's what they would do before war, but I think it also it's a familial thing. They perform it at funerals, they perform it at events, and my question is, and if anybody out there knows this, is the words that they're saying, because it's in the language, I think it's Maori.
Ooh, come on.
I think that's how you pronounce it. Is every chant the same that, you know, that we see? Or are there different, are there different scripts? Are there different words?
Yes.
So is it just Hakkas? One? Yeah.
I feel like there are different Hakkas for different scenarios.
Yes.
Again, I don't know what's being said.
Right.
But if there's a Hakka at a graduation or a funeral, I'm tore up.
It's so beautiful. I think it just shows how humanity crosses all cultural divides. When you hear that, it I could start crying just thinking about it. Yeah. Like, it's amazing. And I think that's the message of the Polynesian people, the Pacific Islanders, the Maori, is just family and love and ohana, you know, like, I love it. Love it. Never skip a haka video. Another, what's on my For You page? Obsessed, Heaven and Desma. Heaven and Desma. Love. If you don't know who Heaven and Desma are, they are two sisters. Heaven is hearing and Desma is deaf. So she signs and talks and translates, and just their sisterhood and the way they banter back and forth is freaking hilarious. And I can't get enough. Can't get enough.
I love that. What else am I watching? I'm still, my TikTok's still trying to catch up from the Super Bowl, so I'm getting every squabble up video that you could possibly have. I'm also down a Cleopatra rabbit hole. They're apparently looking for, they still haven't been able to find Cleopatra's burial site, but there is a woman that is feeling like she is pinpointing the location of her final resting place, and they just keep getting these roadblocks from the government and things of that nature, the weather and just the Nile raising.
Is she an archaeologist?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
I can't think of her name, but I've been all into Cleopatra, but also in that, also learning about the destruction of such ancient artifacts, rich African culture, because they were invaded by the Romans and Europeans, which is devastating because a lot of history has been lost. But it's just been fascinating to me as well.
We've got to take your lock screen off. Her phone locks after 5 seconds.
Exactly.
Who do I love? I think that's all I want to cover today. I don't think I had anybody else. Lives. I wanted to talk about lives on TikTok. I have a love-hate relationship with lives. Some of them are very strange. If you've ever scrolled over on TikTok, like they have For You page, shop page, people you follow, and then there's a whole page dedicated to lives. And if you've ever just like scrolled on there, the internet is a very weird and scary place sometimes. And then some of them are cool. Some of the ones that I've come across that are just like, people watch this, not saying anything bad about it, but it's just amazing the things that gets views. There's a user called Trash Bandicoot. And from what little I've seen, he works at a landfill, and he has his camera like set up on the dash of his bulldozer, and he just bulldozes trash all day.
And people watch it?
And people love it. And I mean, of course, he talks to his viewers and talks to the chat and stuff like that, but it was just one of those that I ran across that I was like, man, people will watch anything. But I mean, hey, cool, I guess. Some ASMR that I like, other than my keyboards, there's somebody called the Wood Soup Girl. And y'all might think I'm a weirdo for this, but she's got like super dim lighting, LED lights. And she just has like a wooden bowl filled with water. There's LED lights in the water, and there's all these different wooden beads and little things. And all she does is sit there and just like gently scoop the water. I'm typically not a huge ASMR girl. It kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies, but something about that is just very soothing.
So does it sound like rain or something?
Yeah, it kind of just like super soft, calming sounds. That she might have a little bit of like meditation music in the background, but it's just, it's kind of cool. And she gets millions of views, millions, and people love it and eat it up.
Shout out to her.
Right?
I'm not really a live watcher. It's just something about being seen as a viewer that just doesn't sit right with my spirit. I am not your fan. Even though I obviously am because I'm on your live, but I just don't like, especially on Facebook Live, where it's like, so-and-so is watching, get me out of
Like, Facebook Live. Not. Facebook Live. You can't creep on Facebook Live.
I don't like that. So I'm not really into like tuning in. That's just a little bit weird to me. Uh-huh. But TikTok has a way. I'll slide the wrong way one time and I'll be on somebody's live. I really enjoy Tia Kemp's lives, Yunti. I think Yunti is really doing her big one. I know a lot of you may not know who Tia Kemp is, but she is started off being mostly known as one of these big rappers' baby mamas, and was just kind of telling her story about their relationship on social media. She got on TikTok. She really blew up one of these upcoming rappers' songs really, really big. It was a big viral sound. And then she really capitalized on her 15 minutes of fame, which I love. So from this turning this TikTok sound into a really big viral sensation, she then went on to co-host a TV show on the Zeus Network. And then from there, now what she's doing on TikTok that I'm loving is she's streaming now. My girl is playing GTA. My girl's on Twitch. She's a streamer and the streamers are getting the bag. I don't know how, but yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Twitch, the whole world of Twitch and streaming is fascinating to me because I think, I could be wrong, I'm not a Twitcher, but I think it started with gaming and people live streaming gaming, having a webcam and stuff like that. And it's now people just stream and do whatever. And I think it's really cool.
Yancy's playing the game. She's playing Grand Theft Auto and it's very much giving me because she doesn't really know how to control anything. So most of she's like, how I get in here? How I do?
So what you're saying is we should start playing GTA because I mean, you got it at the house, don't you?
Going to watch. Yes.
She's got it at the house.
Going to watch. Like, let's put a price tag on
it. Right. Y'all, should we get on Twitch? Sounds good on Twitch.
But I love that for Yanti, and I'm really proud of her for being able to pivot from where she was at and really capitalizing.
Yeah. So, okay, since we're talking about lives, do y'all want us to go live? Like, is that something y'all would like to see? Please say no. No, say yes. Because mainly I would like to do it to just interact with the people that listen mm-hmm. to us and get questions from you guys, mm-hmm. talking points. So we were thinking of maybe on the days that we film, going live beforehand. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Is that something y'all want to say? Let us know. Drop a comment. Let us know.
We're ready.
Okay. Next segment is Pass the Aux, where we talk about music mm-hmm. we like, what we're listening to, music we don't like, you know, whatever. Do you want to go first?
I want to go first.
Okay.
Right now, the only thing, my brain doesn't even function correctly because literally all day, every day, I am literally like, wait a minute. I don't know what's happening.
We got to practice. Hold on. We got to practice.
It's literally like, where them fans at? I can't even do it. Where them fans at? Where them fans at? Ooh, I love it. Somebody, please invite me to a trail ride. I want to be there. I want to be in. Like, please. I hear my ears, my fan. Foo, foo, foo. Love it. I live.
Speaking of,
you gotta teach me something.
Girl, well, that one's, I got that one on Amazon, same day shipping. This one was my favorite, and just like heaven, mine broke. Because she did her, she had a viral TikTok where she was singing Return of the Mac. I broke mine, pissed. But yeah, you just gotta, hold on,
just
that
to
way.
Give you, the song is called Boots on the Ground.
It should be called Word Them Fam.
It should be, but it's called it Boots on the Ground, and it is by
I Got My Boots on the Ground.
Fresh.
Sorry, say that again.
803 Fresh. Enjoy it. He's got me in a chokehold right now.
Yes, absolutely. Want to go on a trail ride so bad. And y'all are probably like, y'all country hicks don't go on trail rides. No. We ain't from that part of the South.
No.
But we can hop on the interstate and get there. Yes. Okay. No, seriously. Because the trail rides where we at, it's too many white people. That's not our genre of country that we like. Clearly. If you haven't watched season 1, episode 2 of Sounds Good Radio, you should check out the Black Print.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so for me, I'm an R&B girly, down, down, down. That's really all I listen to. So someone I am obsessed with right now is Alan Stone. Okay. He has an amazing voice. He is an amazing musician. If you've never heard of him, think Teddy Swims, that kind of genre, that kind of vibe. That's the only other person I can think of off the top of my head. But specifically his song, Brown Eyed Lover.
Okay.
Love. Obsessed. You should listen to that. And also his song, Give You Blue. Okay. Love, love, love. So those are one of mine.
Let's see. What else I got? It's not on this list. But since we're on the topic of R&B, I don't even know if this is R&B. This is just me again. Just anyways, right now, Bedroom Boom by the Ying Yang Twins and Yvonne has been stuck in my head all day.
I don't think I know that one.
Bedroom Boom.
Yes, I do. Never mind. Yep.
Can we go to the skate? I want to go to a prayer ride and I want to backwards dance on somebody at the skate ring. My bed will be
I got you. I got boom, you on boom, boom. Ice skating. I cannot.
I'm not ice skating.
I can't roller skate.
Oh, I can. I was a roller blader.
Yeah, I could. I can blade better than I can skate, yes, for sure.
But Bedroom Boom right now is literally in a loop in my head right now. So,
Another one for me, since we're talking about bedrooms. there. Sorry. Don't look at each other. Don't look at each other. There is an artist by the name of Dixon, D-I-X-S-O-N, and he has a song called Cream, K-R-E-A-M, and it's great. I heard it randomly when I was working in Miami. It was one of those like satellite stations, mm-hmm. you know, like the music stations or whatever. And it was some R&B station and it came on and it was like instantly, I loved it. It mm-hmm. is an excellent song. I'm not going to repeat the lyrics on here though. So you just go listen to yourself. That's Cream by Dixon.
Yeah. Love that. What else I got on here? Also, another song that I have stuck in my head, I've been on TikTok, and it's, I bend it over. Shout out to Miss Jackson on TikTok. She literally cracks me up. She'd be like 8 months pregnant throwing that thing. Okay. Like,
and I'm watching every second.
Bend it over. I love New Orleans Bounce. New Orleans is on my bucket list. Anyways, things that I want to do, I want to experience Mardi Gras, I want to eat, and I definitely want to get down there so I can bounce. Yeah, I think I got it. I might be DeLulu, which is probably right. Factual, but
I mean, I can give you a good shoulder bounce.
That thing be moving. Okay, now. I got a little something.
And then to wrap up this segment, for all my R&B neo soul people out there. Another artist favorite of mine is Madison Ryan Ward, okay. Specifically her songs Broken and Mirror. If you like to feel some things when you listen to music and cry and do all those things, go listen to those songs. They're very, very good.
I love that for you. Yeah. I also feel like just because we're talking about music and we've somehow ended up on R&B, I always want to talk about my queen, the voice, Whitney Houston. Play whatever song you want to. The vocals are there. She is gifted. The voice. Rest in peace.
Off the top of your head, favorite song?
I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Okay.
Just because I feel like it's a feel-good song. I just want to dance. And I just, I love it.
If I had to choose off the top of my head, probably I Have Nothing.
Ooh, I love that. Heartbreak Hotel.
Ah, we could go on and on. We could go on and on.
Love her so much.
I Have Nothing. Like, after school, I got the house to myself. Crank them desktop speakers up, baby.
Don't be about to bust them. Listen.
Yes.
One thing about me, I love to sing. It might not be the best singing that you're going to get, but especially by myself or in the shower, I'm going to belt down. Okay?
Can I just say, after your birthday party, mm-hmm. when we're driving home, mm-hmm. One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men came on. And I love to sing too, mm-hmm. but I especially love when she sings Mariah Carey because Mariah Carey is her girl.
Yes.
And that song in and of itself is like heart-wrenching to me. Mm-hmm. So she's literally in the back belting. I'm driving. She's sobbing. Like, the whole time. I loved every... like
I'm singing all parts.
Yes. All of them. The ad-libs.
And harmonizing. Okay? I know it.
And hey, and mama was riding shotgun. And I said, okay, OG, I hear you. I hear you, boo.
She is the one that got me into my love for music.
Yes, absolutely. We love music. Yes. Another thing we love is smelling good. So our next little segment is called Smells Good, where we showcase our perfumes, scents we like, scents we don't like. But today we're going to talk about what we do like. So for me, one of my all-time favorites right now is Fenty by Rihanna. You got it for me for my birthday. Honestly, probably, was it my birthday or Christmas? No, it was Christmas. It was Christmas. And that was like... Now I'm not gonna cry this episode, but like you got me that, and it just made me so happy, and it made me feel so seen because you know I love smells. Mm-hmm. Smell to me is how I tie in memories with people, and I love having my own scent, and all my friends have their own scent to me. So when you got me that, I was so excited to try it because when it had originally released, it sold out and you couldn't get it. So I think this was the second round. You did not tell me you were getting it. And when I opened that box, y'all, I was like, you're lying. And then I was like, I don't know what it smells like. I have no idea. And when I tell you, I was instantly obsessed. You don't like it too much on you.
Correct.
Right.
It's a bit powdery to me.
And see, to me, I don't. Kinda, I get the powdery, and I typically don't like powdery, but this, when I wear it, it's one of my most complimented perfumes, and I love it. Love. What about you?
My go-to is Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue. I feel like that's one of my everyday smells. I'll spray her, give her a little spritz. Love Light Blue by Dolce & Gabbana.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
We were just talking about this one at the mall.
Yes. If I got that shit on, I'm gonna have this shit on. I'm gonna have the Love Don't Be Shy Love by Killian Paris.
So it's because we had this discussion in the mall.
I call it Love by Killian, Don't Be Shy.
But apparently it's the other way around. It's Love Don't Be Shy by Killian Paris.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's most famously known as the perfume that Rihanna wears.
I did not know that.
Yes. So if you've way back in the day on Twitter and everybody was talking about, oh my God, Rihanna smells so good. She smells so good. It finally came out that that was her signature scent. I was so excited to try it. I actually ordered a dupe of it and I got it and I didn't like it. I was like, ugh, it's too sweet. But when she wears it, I love it. I don't like it on me, though.
I also feel like I like the layer, and you really turned me on to it, of like layering your scents. So especially with that, I'm going to still keep calling it Love by Killian, is I like to do a cocoa butter as the base or something vanilla, and then spray her on, and they love her. Put her behind my knees.
Right, ma'am.
And on my ankles.
Right. like I said, I don't like that perfume on myself. It like, but I love the way it smells on you. Mm-hmm. It's, and I think that has to do with like scent body chemistry, stuff like that. Will you hand me the bottle that's over there on the thing? The last one I want to cover for Smells Good is, of course, a Black creator on TikTok, a Black business owner, I should say. The brand is called, I'm sorry if I'm talking too loud, y'all. The brand is called The Fragrance Bar. You might not be able to see that too well, but I will insert a picture as well. It's called The Fragrance Bar on TikTok. She is a where's the camera? She is a beautiful Black creator who started a perfume business. And I was introduced. It's okay.
I hate you. I just always wanted to do that.
I just always wanted to do that. You're trying to do too much at once, baby. Just leave please. The books there. Come on. Girl. Okay. So anyway, she, I ran across her on TikTok when I was doing my TikTok shop affiliate, and loved it so much that I bought more. And the cool thing about her is typically she always puts a little freebie in your package. So this came with a little travel atomizer that is wooden, just like the top. So I love the branding, love the packaging, and it smells really, 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 really good.
Okay.
So I don't give us a spray. Have you smelled this one?
I don't think so.
Pro tip, spray it in the cap.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that I like on you.
Oh, you did?
Yes. But you told me it was something else.
Did I?
Yeah.
I like this one layered.
Maybe you did tell me you got it off of.
Yeah.
Which one did you hold your name this was?
The fragrance bar.
I thought this was the Kali one.
No, love her too. So yeah, that's our little smells good segment. I keep wanting to put my password in your phone and that's not working. Okay, we did this one on I think episode one. Are you okay? Are you cold? Okay. I know what's wrong. You can, it's okay. You can walk away if you need to. Bitch, don't trip. Please don't trip. Don't trip. Don't trip. Her head to TT. She waits till the last possible second. So it's just me, guys. Close the door. I don't want the audio to pick anything up. Okay. Hold on. I got to regroup. Okay. Next segment we're going to cover. We did this on episode one is cheap or steep, where we talk about things we will spend money on versus things we would never spend money on. So for me, something I'm a cheap ass is everyday shoes, footwear. Could not care less. I don't care about designer. I don't care about brand names. Because for me, what I noticed was if I bought nice shoes, I would never wear them because I'd be too worried about them getting dirty and then it's pointless. I have one pair of Nikes. They're my Air Maxes and they only come out for special occasions. Other than that, all my shoes are off brand. I'm sorry. I don't care about footwear. It's just not a big thing to me. And something I will spend money on is work shoes, because that's totally different. I have to take care of my feet. I have to, are you okay? Y'all, don't you even think about it. I do care about my work shoes. I went far too long wearing shoes that were not supportive, and the job that I have, I need support. I need arch support. I got a collapsed arch on one foot. My knees be hurting, my back be hurting. So I personally wear the Asics. Don't ask me the name. I don't know. I went to Fleet Feet and they fitted me and did all that. And those were my favorites, but they're basically the Asics that are in the style of the big clunky Hokas. The reason I don't like Hokas, is because they roll backwards. I was like constantly rolling back. So I found with the Asics that they did not do that. You just sat on her honey bun.
I'm here. Take me as I am.
Take me as I am. Sat on the book, sat on the honey bun.
No,
oh, the wrapper. She's back. Yeah. Sorry. She had to take a little break.
Sorry, guys.
She waits till the very last minute. So while you were gone, we transitioned to cheap or steep. And I told everybody I do not spend money on everyday shoes. Okay. Designer shoes, don't care. I wear off brand. I will wear those things till they are falling apart. Mm-hmm. I'm just not a shoe gal. Me personally, I'd rather be barefoot. Okay. But that's the hillbilly in me. And I will spend money on good work shoes.
Okay.
So your turn. Oh, you didn't write anything down for this. That's okay.
What are we talking about again?
Cheap or steep.
Cheap or steep. I thought we talked about tissue. No? Is that last week?
I don't know. You, one of yours was medicine, acetaminophen.
Okay.
You won't spend money on name brand medicine. You always buy the off brand.
Cheaper steep?
Yeah. If you can't think of anything, that's okay. We can go to the next thing. Okay, so the next segment.
It's okay. Right now.
So the next segment is looks good. And we're going to talk about what's in our cart, because chronic shoppers here. Kind of more so you.
I don't want to look at my card.
Okay, you don't have to look at it.
Let me think about it.
I'll just tell you the most recent thing I bought was my press-on nails that I cannot wait to put on because I finally found the perfect full-cover press-on 90s curve nail. And I'm about to, I'm about to wear them and I can't wait. So that was my most recent purchase.
Right now.
And this fan, sorry.
Right now in my Amazon cart, I am now fixated on coffee. My mama got me a Keurig for Christmas. And I'm just not liking the way it's being set up on my countertops. So I have been looking at some type of setup or environment for my Keurig and the pods that go along with it and the creamer and everything that just goes along with it, just so it can all be one station and kind of compact and compartmentalized.
I almost feel like your coffee station would be better served on top of your dishwasher.
Well, I've been looking into coffee bars.
Now that you mention it.
I've been looking up coffee bars.
Okay.
And then also apparently baker's racks. So I've got though, that's literally right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 baker's racks and or cabinets or coffee station setups
are in her Amazon cart.
So I'm not planning on buying all of them. What I do is usually late at night when I'm up stimming, I'll just start clicking on stuff. And if I like it, I'll just add it to my cart. And then whenever I'm ready to buy it, I'll go back through and then I'll divvy down. I'll go back and...
So, do you not do lists on Amazon?
That's too many. I don't know.
See, I'm a lister.
You have me in a list and I don't know how to get to it.
I'm a lister.
I have multiple lists, but I forget about them.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I just keep them in my cart.
Yeah.
So, I go to my cart and just scroll and I'll just go to save for later and...
Yeah.
Pick what's in there.
I see. I've done save for later, but then I never go back to my save for laters. So I just started curating lists. Just for shits and giggles, what is the dollar amount on your Amazon cart now?
Nothing, because everything's save for later
Oh, okay. I'm proud of you.
I just cashed it out. Bought my nephew. He has had a good couple of weeks at school, and TT is very proud of him, and I want to encourage him to keep up the good work. Oh, I'm about to cry. TT loves you so much. So I, him and his mom moved to a new place, and I'm proud of the both of them, and he has his own bathroom. So TT got him a little bathroom set. He's been doing good, and I just want him to feel celebrated. And also, when you go use the pot, it looks cool, and you want to spend time in there. So
What was the theme of
Sonic? We're on Sonic now.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
I was going to do Paw Patrol, but he's quickly kinda, reminded me that we're out of Paw Patrol. We're on to Sonic now, and
excuse me.
So we're doing Sonic right now, and
yeah,
I'm proud of my baby.
Okay, well, that's okay to spend money on TT baby. TT baby worth it as long as him acting right. Because if not, TT wanted to.
Get that
we coming. All right. I think that was really it for our segments. So the last segment that we're going to do is our talking to the moon or feels good, where we give you a little sign off, a little message to end the podcast with. And for this week, I came across a user on TikTok by the username, The Extraordinary Human. And he says, anything you lose by speaking your truth is not a loss. It's an alignment. So, with that message, we leave you. We love you. Thank you for listening. And we hope to see you back next week.
I want to send love and light to everybody that is going through their silent battles. Everything does not have to be out loud, but I'm sure there's something that you're going through. And I want to send positive vibes your way. Positivity, and I hope that you can get out of this dark place that you're in. Sending love.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for listening. Bye.